Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air, a dangerous close call at sea. According to a new report out of Canada, a Chinese warship seen nearly hitting a U.S. destroyer near Taiwan. The video appears to show that Chinese warship coming within 150 yards of the American vessel. It happened during a rare U.S.-Canadian joint mission while sailing through the Taiwan Strait. It's the latest in a series of provocative moves by the Chinese military, and just days after a Chinese fighter jet came dangerously close to a U.S. reconnaissance plane. Tonight, during a security summit overseas, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying the U.S. will not be bullied. Ike Ajachi with late reporting from Washington. The race for 2024 heating up. Most of the top Republican candidates, minus Donald Trump, descend on Iowa, mingling with voters and trying to stand out as more GOP hopefuls prepare to announce a run. Rachel Scott in Des Moines. The president signs the debt ceiling deal just 2 days before the country could have faced its first-of-a-kind default. What it means for the average American and why the U.S. credit rating could still be downgraded. Elizabeth Schulze at the White House. The search for answers in two serious building collapses. What witnesses are saying about the Connecticut structure that caved in, sending workers 30 feet into the basement. And the newly uncovered 911 call in Iowa describing a bulging wall the day before the collapse. A weekend washout for millions. Remnants of a tropical system bring torrential rains to Florida and Texas, bracing for more flooding. Authorities in India calling off the search efforts after one of the worst train disasters in history. New information on the three-way crash that killed more than 280 people and injured hundreds more. Zelensky's new warning that Ukraine could lose a large number of soldiers as it strikes back at Russia. Your summer barbecue just got a lot more expensive. Why beef prices are skyrocketing. And America Strong tonight, an emotional reunion, years in the making.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us on this busy Saturday night. I'm Whit Johnson, and we start with that breaking news, a dangerous close call at sea. A Chinese warship nearly colliding with a U.S. destroyer near Taiwan. That's according to a Canadian report. That terrifying near miss captured on video obtained by Global News. The Chinese warship reportedly coming within 150 yards of hitting the American destroyer, the USS Chung Hoon. It happened during a rare joint mission between Canada and the U.S. It's just the latest in a series of provocative moves by the Chinese military. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking at a summit overseas, saying today that the U.S. won't stand for any coercion and bullying of our allies by China. Earlier this week, the Pentagon released new video of a Chinese fighter jet coming within 400 feet of a U.S. reconnaissance plane over the South China Sea. All of this as we learn of a secret trip that the CIA director made to China, meeting with his counterparts there. ABC's Ike Ajachi leading us off from Washington.
Tonight, the harrowing moment. A Chinese warship dangerously cuts off a U.S. destroyer in the Taiwan Strait. The Global News, a Canadian television network, capturing the moment while traveling with a Canadian ship participating in a joint U.S.-Canada mission, allegedly in international waters separating China and Taiwan. Reporting that the Chinese naval ship came within 150 yards of the USS Chung Hoon, picking up considerable speed before cutting across its bow. The HMCS Montreal trailing behind right before the near collision. Its commander reportedly calling the maneuver not professional. At the time of the incident, Defense Secretary Austin attending a summit in Singapore with both Canada and China's defense ministers.
We will support our allies and partners as they defend themselves against coercion and bullying. To be clear, we do not seek conflict or confrontation. But we will not flinch in the face of bullying or coercion.
We need to be eyes wide open on China. And the fact is that they have become an increasingly disruptive global power.
The potentially disastrous incident comes as the U.S. accuses China of continuing to engage in aggressive confrontations. Last week, a Chinese fighter jet coming within 400 feet of a U.S. reconnaissance plane over the South China Sea. The U.S. plane bouncing wildly through the jet's turbulence, the Pentagon labeling it unnecessarily aggressive. And earlier this year, the U.S. intercepting a Chinese spy balloon that flew over the continental U.S. before being shot down off the coast of the Carolinas. Still, efforts to maintain consistent communication between the U.S. and China continue. A U.S. official confirming to ABC that CIA Director William Burns traveled to Beijing in May, meeting with his counterparts, marking the highest level visit to Beijing since that spy balloon was shot down.
Ike Ajachi joining us now from Washington. And Ike, a Chinese official tonight appearing to double down on their position towards Taiwan.
Yeah, with China's defense minister said today, there's no room for concessions or compromise in regards to Taiwan's sovereignty. And during that event in Singapore, Defense Secretary Austin chastised China for refusing to participate in more talks with the U.S. military.
With Ike Ajachi with those late developments, thank you. Now to the race for the White House and top GOP hopefuls descending on Iowa. Kicking off the busy summer campaign season, the expanding field of candidates meeting with voters today in the critical battleground state. Former Vice President Mike Pence teasing a potential announcement next week. But the current front runner, former President Donald Trump, notably absent today. ABC's Rachel Scott on the ground in Iowa.
Tonight, nearly the entire 2024 Republican field descending on Iowa for Senator Joni Ernst's annual roast and ride.
God is not done with America yet.
Let me tell you, we have a battle to fight in 2024.
Before hitting the fairgrounds, hundreds of Iowans revving up their engines. Former Vice President Mike Pence hopping on his own motorcycle, teasing his official presidential announcement next week.
Come this Wednesday, I'm announcing in Iowa.
But that Republican field is only growing more crowded. Pence already trying to distance himself from his former boss and soon-to-be rival.
Most people know me as Vice President, as a loyal lieutenant standing beside the president. I hope, should we enter the race, that people would get a better sense of who we are as a family, our long history of commitment to the conservative agenda.
Donald Trump is still the clear front runner, but today he was notably absent.
I'm just happy to be here. I think the folks here are great.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, long seen as Trump's biggest rival, today pitching his state as a blueprint.
We need to dispense with the culture of losing. Florida shows it can be done. We had red waves in 2022. The rest of the country, not so much.
Others calling for the party to go in a new direction.
I think the party needs a new generational leader. We've lost the last 7 out of 8 popular votes for president, and that's nothing that we should be proud of.
My crowds are getting bigger, the enthusiasm is getting higher. I'm just keep doing what I'm doing.
The road to the White House goes right through Iowa, the first Republican caucus in the nation. Several voters telling us they're undecided.
Have you made up your mind on who you will support in 2024?
I have not. I am still looking. We've got a strong field, and I'm still looking at all the options.
As he hinted, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to make it official right here in Iowa, announcing his bid for the White House on Wednesday. Also next week, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie expected to enter the race as well. That field only getting larger, Whit.
Rachel Scott speaking with the candidates in Iowa. Thank you. And tune into This Week tomorrow morning. Martha Raddatz has an exclusive interview with Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy as the 2024 field grows even larger. Now to that bipartisan deal on the debt ceiling. President Biden signing it into law earlier today, just 2 days before that June 5th deadline, averting a catastrophic and historic default. The president touting the deal late Friday night in his first Oval Office address to the nation.
And it's very good news for the American people. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse.
So let's bring in ABC's Elizabeth Schulze at the White House. Elizabeth, they did get it done eventually. Now, what can Americans expect from this deal?
Whit, this means that the U.S. government will be able to pay its bills on time, including to millions of Americans for Social Security or for Medicare. The president today signing into law the Fiscal Responsibility Act after it passed Congress this week with bipartisan support. This law suspends the nation's $31 trillion debt ceiling until January 2025. It places new limits on federal spending, rescinds IRS funds, expands work requirements for some Americans on food assistance, And in August, it formally ends the pause on federal student loan payments, an 11th hour conclusion to a tense deal that Biden brokered with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Still, though, a major credit ratings agency warns that the brinksmanship alone could threaten the nation's top-notch credit rating. Whit.
Still a concern to watch. Elizabeth, thank you. Next, four people are still in the hospital tonight after that partial building collapse in New Haven, Connecticut. This new video obtained by ABC News shows construction workers frantically trying to save each other. And three people still missing from the partial building collapse of an apartment 6 days ago in Davenport, Iowa. Here's ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
Tonight, four people are still in the hospital after that partial building collapse in New Haven, Connecticut. One in serious condition.
They got multiple people buried down there.
We heard like a crash, like a boom crash.
Deneen Doheny, who works in a nearby building, recorded this video.
Watching the men up on top trying to pull another worker up while he was hanging on. That was scary.
Officials say the workers were pouring concrete faster than they could spread it Friday afternoon. The weight of the pooled concrete causing the second floor to cave in. Workers plunging 30 feet into the basement with multiple injuries.
From broken bones to three that were partially buried.
In Davenport, Iowa, the search for three missing residents of an apartment building there now turning into a recovery mission. Tonight, a newly uncovered 911 call from the day before the collapse describes a bulging wall.
Someone is there working on it and told them to get out of the way because it's not looking good.
Families still holding on to hope.
God is the best of planners, and you see what can happen once you come together.
And in Rochester, Minnesota, 180 people evacuated from this 15-story condominium.
I feel like the system's working. It detected a flaw, some structural problems with this building, and we found it before something bad happened.
The Red Cross has opened up a temporary shelter for those residents in Minnesota. In New Haven, the building developer did not comment. And in Iowa, the owner was fined $300 for failing to maintain a safe and sanitary building. He's due in court next week, and he says his thoughts and prayers are with the tenants and their families. Whit.
All right, Jacqueline, thank you. Turning to the weather now and remnants of Arlene, the first named storm of the hurricane season, still drenching South Florida. Heavy rain for the fourth day in a row there. And in parts of Texas, storms caused severe flooding with cars submerged in water and power outages. Let's get right to ABC News meteorologist Samara Theodore. And Samara, when can we expect things to dry out?
Well, Whit, not soon enough. Southern Florida will remain under a flood watch through tomorrow night. That's when we should start to see things drying out. But between now and then, they could receive another 1 to 3 inches of rain after impactful flooding today. Now, as far as Arlene goes, the system has been fairly disorganized throughout its entirety. It'll continue to fizzle out as it moves south and east just to the north of Cuba overnight. Meanwhile, farther west in states like Texas and New Mexico, we could see more storms. Severe weather could bring damaging winds, large hail, and the threat for more flooding. Whit?
Samara, thank you. We move overseas now, and the search for survivors is over after one of the worst rail disasters in India's history. More than 280 people have died, hundreds more injured after a crash involving three trains, flipped cars, and trapped people under twisted metal and broken glass. The prime minister vowing today that those responsible would be held accountable. Here's ABC's Lama Hassan.
Tonight, these drone images showing the scale of the devastation in eastern India, with train cars toppled onto their sides, debris scattered on the tracks. The rescue effort now a recovery mission after trains collided outside of Kolkata on Friday. According to initial reports, one passenger train traveling at full speed derailed after hitting a stationary cargo train, sending several cars onto a nearby track. A third train carrying passengers in the opposite direction then striking the derailed cars. At least 288 people killed and more than 900 others injured. Moments after the crash, first responders racing to pull victims from the mangled cars and rush them into ambulances. Passengers say the force of the collision lifted the cars into the air and slammed them to the ground. One man saying, 10 to 15 people fell on me when the accident happened and everything was haywire. Tonight, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also touring the site and visiting the injured in the hospital.
which investigators are looking into a number of possible causes, including signal and communications failure. And tonight, the Prime Minister is vowing to punish those responsible for India's deadliest train disaster this century. Whit.
Lama Hassan, our thanks to you tonight. We're staying overseas now. Ukrainian President Zelensky issuing a grim warning ahead of that long-awaited counteroffensive against Russian forces. Zelensky signaling that his troops are ready, but telling the Wall Street Journal that, quote, a large number of soldiers will die. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge on the ground in Ukraine.
A dramatic search for survivors ongoing tonight. A Russian missile hitting this residential building in Dnipro. 20 wounded, say officials, including children. President Zelensky releasing the video, calling it a terrorist attack. It comes with Ukraine escalating strikes over its border into Russia. Officials in the Russian region of Belgorod saying two more civilians killed by Ukrainian shelling. Ukraine also ramping up long-range missile strikes on Russian-occupied southern Ukraine ahead of its counteroffensive. Explosions and smoke rising in videos circulating online. President Zelensky telling the Wall Street Journal his forces are now ready for that offensive, but warning it could come at a heavy cost.
Even in this village cemetery, there are the graves of six recently killed Ukrainian soldiers. President Zelensky warning that many more Ukrainian soldiers will be killed in the counteroffensive if Ukraine cannot challenge Russia's dominance in the skies.
But the White House this week addressing the concern that advancing Ukrainian ground forces could be vulnerable to Russian warplanes, saying Ukraine has the necessary air defense capabilities to go on the attack.
And with officials say three children are in a serious condition in hospital after that Russian missile strike in Dnipro, and a baby could be under the rubble. Wit?
Just awful news there. Tom Sufi Burridge, thank you. Still much more ahead on World News Tonight this Saturday. Why beef prices are skyrocketing just as barbecue season gets underway. And flames and smoke shoot high into the air when multiple houseboats catch fire.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Next tonight, Churchill Downs is suspending racing operations starting Wednesday as it investigates the deaths of 12 racehorses in the past month. The home of the Kentucky Derby plans a top-to-bottom review of safety protocols, but track officials say no single factor has been linked to those deaths. Authorities are looking into what caused a serious fire at a marina along Lake Powell near the Utah-Arizona border. Tourists and jet skiers watched as flames and thick smoke shot high into the air on Friday. More than half a dozen houseboats caught fire. It took crews several hours to put out the flames. No injuries reported.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
To the index now, the price of beef is going up just as we hit barbecue season. Ground beef prices jumped by 3.5% this spring and now average $6.57 a pound. The reason? A limited supply of cattle. Drought and higher feed costs have forced ranchers to shrink their herds. Fewer cattle mean higher prices. Finally tonight, America Strong, the reunion years in the making, and the dog lover who never gave up.
It's the reunion Dee Morelli had been praying for.
Oh, Bentley, you remember me? You remember me?
Ever since Bentley, her sister's dog, disappeared 3 years ago from outside her home in Memphis. In December 2020, Dee's sister Sandra and Bentley were both living with her. Sandra was battling cancer, and when she had to be rushed to the hospital, Bentley went missing. Bentley and Sandra were inseparable during her illness.
It was like her comfort dog. And when she went through chemo, he wouldn't stay with her. He would never leave her side.
After Sandra passed away, Dee never gave up hope that the beloved dog would be found. It turns out Bentley was microchipped and registered. And Dee even kept Sandra's cell phone activated all these years just in case. In early May, that cell phone rang. Bentley had been turned into the ACCT shelter in Philadelphia, 1,000 miles away. How he got there, still a mystery. But dedicated volunteers hired a transport service for the 16-hour drive back to Memphis.
Here is Bentley!
Then, this week, that long-awaited reunion with her sister's loyal companion.
I am so grateful.
We have Bentley back. It was like getting a little piece of my sister back.
Hey, baby.
It was wonderful. Hey,
baby. Amazing. And today is actually Dee's birthday, so quite a gift. Thank you so much for watching tonight. I'm Whit Johnson in New York. I'll see you on GMA in the morning. Have a great night.